Om Shanti. Today is the Murli of 23rd of April 2020. Essence is sweet, children. The most divine virtue of all is to remain quiet. That is, not to speak loudly, but to speak sweetly. You children are now to go from this talky world into the movie world. And then from movie you will go into silence. Therefore do not come into sound too much. So Baba is mentioning throughout the Murli to remain quiet, to speak sweetly, to show patience and humility when speaking to others, especially new ones, and whilst giving lectures or explaining at the exhibitions. And actually, even a few days ago, Baba said you should not shout at someone to come over to you, like when we yell someone's name to call over to us. Baba said that is also not too royal. And Mama used to tell the Kumaris that they should not laugh loudly. Even Baba has said that in the Murli, but this used to be Mama's training to the Kumaris. And in the Kumaris training in India, and as you know, their training is quite strict, they are actually told not to wear anything that makes any noise or attracts attention of the males. And this is considered a sin. So no slippers that make a noise, duck, duck, duck. No chiming of keychains, no bangles, of course, but no clanging of bangles. So you can see how noise of this kind can become a means to seduce others, and this is when it becomes a sin. So even if it's done innocently by the Kumari, but the fact that it triggers something in the other makes her at fault, at least karmically. So from my experience, it's when I get so caught up in action, when I've lost track of soul consciousness, that I lose that subtlety. And the action becomes a very gross action. I become sound conscious. And that is why it is so good to come back every day to the Amrit Vela or the evening meditation, to return back to that inner silence again. And so for silence, we really need to go inside. We need deep concentration. Real silence can only be attained through deep tapasya, because it's the silence of the mind, isn't it? It's the silence of the heart. So going back to yesterday, it's when the desires are tamed, which means the mind is not making a lot of noise. When the mind is quiet, in other words, silent, when it's not mischievous. Jagdish Bhai gave many classes on the power of concentration. And he would say that because we take in a lot of outside information and news of others, that we cannot make our intellect concentrated, ekagrachit. He said there needs to be cleanliness in 8 areas of our life. And we can't have concentration if we don't have these cleanlinesses. He uses the word shuddhi, but it's not just cleanliness. It's like a purity, because saf means clean. So it's not just clean, but it's like purity, purely clean, divinely clean, translated something like that, literally, if you want the literal translation. So I'll just go through 8 of those, which I think are really valid, and they're like eternal truths. So buddhi ki shuddhi, which is cleanliness of the intellect. So I would say that's decisions based on virtues and not vices. Man ki shuddhi, cleanliness of the mind, which is clean thoughts, not thinking ill thoughts of others. Tan ki shuddhi. And he specially mentions like cleaning the body daily, and especially after doing number 2. Bhojan ki shuddhi, cleanliness of food, eating pure food, no meat, no onion, no garlic, etc. Adhyan, And this is study. And this means not reading novels, studying the right things, I guess, good things. Sanki Shuddhi, which is good company, quite self-explanatory. Dhan Kishuddhi, which is pure wealth, clean wealth. So earning it well, not cheating, not the black market. And Vatavaran Kishuddhi, which is cleanliness of the atmosphere. So I guess this is what kind of behaviors going on around you, what kind of music, what kind of talk. So as we increase the Shuddhi in these areas, then we can have better yoga and better connection. It's really like the needle that becomes free from rust and can connect with the magnet easily and quickly. So Baba said today in the Murli, this one divine virtue is very good. Not to talk too much to anyone unnecessarily, and to speak sweetly and to speak less. Because you children now have to go from this talky world into the movie world and then into the world of silence. Therefore, stop talking too much. So how are we going to stop talking too much? Obviously, we talk because there is a need inside of us to talk, to want to be heard, to want approval, attention, to want some kind of confirmation. Otherwise, we would all be quiet and in control of our words. So why aren't we? And why to remain silent? Well, I've given this a lot of thought through my years. Because you see, when I was growing up, I had issues with silence days. I didn't like them. I didn't understand why we needed to be silent all day. Especially when people would wear silent badges and then they'd be talking in different ways, like writing notes to people or pointing out things to people. I felt that they were just going through the motions of silence and not doing the real silence. In my young age, I used to think that the notion of silence was silence in action. So that means I should silence my arms, my legs, my stomach juices, so I shouldn't be eating, my eyes should be silent, I shouldn't be seeing, my ears, I shouldn't be hearing anything. And so really I avoided silence days. I would not attend, or I'd make some excuse and just not do it. I could not just do it if it didn't make sense to me or if I did it half-heartedly. So I had to work through my resistance with silence, which I did with time. And of course, Dadi helped, Jayanti Ben helped, Sudesh Ben helped. But finally, I learned to love silence because, quite frankly, I just got tired of sound. I found myself busy in service and talking to many people and organizing many things, that there was just a lot of communication throughout the day that I just looked forward to the silence. But maybe it also goes hand in hand with the alone, lonely thing I was talking about the other day. That as I begin to love my own company, I began to love silence. I've also understood silence better. Maybe it's the physical maturity and learning to speak less and thoughtfully. And maybe it's something to do with my relationship with Baba. And as that has matured, like any relationship matures, we begin to love what our beloved loves. And since he is always sitting in the land of silence, right? Baba lives in the world of silence. So how can we not love the silence? So my journey has been a rough one with adapting to silence. And I do feel I've become an introvert from being an extrovert in my young days. So Baba is saying today, you children are now to go from this talky world into the movie world, into the world of silence. So we definitely need to create the sanskar of speaking less. It is the sanskar of speaking less. It's not speaking less. There is a difference, if you know what I mean. It's creating the sanskar of speaking less. In other words, the need to speak less. I mean, Dadi used to speak a lot of Gyan, but we would not say that she spoke a lot. Right? So maybe you want to think about that one. And then one story of Mama. So there was a sister who arrived late, and she said she was in such yoga. She was sitting in the bus, right? She was in such yoga that she missed the bus stop. And Mama said, that is not yoga. So when we are truly silent, when we are truly in yoga, then everything works, everything ticks, everything sails along nicely. There is no noise such as any friction, any conflict, any combustion, if you can understand the metaphors I'm using. When there is a lot of sound inside the soul, there is a lot of sound outside the soul too. So in other words, a lot of conflict. And also, before I finish, I would like to point out that there's a very nice point Baba's mentioning about trance messengers today. And Baba's saying that time is wasted by going into trance and no income is earned. So that's an interesting point to look out for. So let us have a little meditation today on silence, and let us try to experience the movie world. Om Shanti. Today I sit to make silence my friend and ally. I step away from the chatter of my mind into a world, into a space of silence, into the subtle realm. This is also the silent world, the subtle region, where silence nourishes the soul. We become enriched. I begin to have a truly loving relationship with silence. Silence supports me. Silence allows me to go inside the inner recesses of I, the soul, and to really look at what is there, the good and the bad. I can see the many hidden treasures within the soul. Silence is golden. Silence is deep. Silence is the real answer to the problem. Silence is satisfying. As I sit here in silence, I cultivate an inner strength. an inner calm and assuredness that everything will be okay. Silence is purity. A baby's mind is unencumbered by worldly or mundane thoughts. It's so innocent. In silence, we are able to appreciate every detail of nature and its majestic beauty quietens our mind. In silence, we are able to see the bigger picture. Words give us knowledge, but silence gives us experience. So as I sit now in meditation, let me only create the purest, most elevated thoughts, because that is our pathway into silence, into real silence, into the real peace, into the real shanti. Silence is that secret, invisible gateway to a profound, loving, and fulfilling relationship with the Silent One. Silence is the only way to hear Him. So give yourself the gift of silence. As you come into action, walk like an angel, tread lightly so that you do not hurt Mother Earth. As you touch things, let it be the touch of an angel. As you see things, only see the purity and the divinity. Be that walking angel, Farishta that has no rishta with anyone, the angel that has no relationship with anyone and anything. Om Shanti.